From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. As international climate change negotiations get underway in Copenhagen, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is taking a step towards regulating greenhouse gas emissions. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports.
EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson formally declared that greenhouse gas emissions endanger the health and welfare of Americans. This opens the door for her agency to regulate greenhouse gases, and she says she will cut pollution from new passenger cars and new and expanding factories and power plants. Jackson says she and President Obama believe the best way to fight climate change is to have Congress pass an economy-wide bill.
I do not believe this is an either-or proposition. I actually see this as a both-and.
Some industry representatives worry that EPA's new regulations will delay projects needed to jumpstart the economy. But environmental activists say the agency is legally bound to protect people from harm. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.
The Senate is gearing up for a major vote Tuesday on an abortion amendment to the health care bill. NPR's Andrea Seabrook has that story.
It's similar to the abortion amendment that passed the House. It would bar people who get a government subsidy from buying insurance that covers abortion. The language was drafted with guidance from the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, which has said it would support the health care overhaul if no federal funds go to abortion services. In the House, it was called the Stupak Amendment for anti-abortion Democrat Bart Stupak of Michigan. In the Senate, it was offered by Nebraska Democrat Ben Nelson, also an opponent of abortion. The language does not appear to have as much support in the Senate as it did in the House. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.
In China, 8 students have been killed and 26 others wounded in a school stampede in a central province in Hunan. Authorities say students were charging out of evening classes at a private middle school when students began falling on top of one another on the steps. Evening sessions are standard procedure to get ahead in China's grueling exam-centered style of education. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke said today the nation's economic recovery remains fragile and unemployment remains high for some time to come.
The improvement in financial conditions this year and the resumption of growth over the summer offer the hope and expectation of continued recovery in the new year. However, significant headwinds remain, including tight credit conditions and a weak job market.
After a fall in the jobless rate was reported a few days ago, investors speculated the Fed might move more quickly to raise rates. But Bernanke said the Fed was sticking with its pledge to hold benchmark borrowing costs at extremely low levels for an extended period to help turn around the economy. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 1 point at 10,390. The Nasdaq lost 4 points to 2,189, and the S&P 500 fell 2. This is NPR News. The number of people getting cancer and dying from it continues to fall in this country, and researchers say the difference is that people are making significant lifestyle changes. The government says the number of cancer deaths is down by nearly 2% a year from 2001 to 2006. The decline in new diagnoses for all types of cancer fell by almost 1%. Researchers say fewer people are dying because they're quitting smoking, eating healthier foods, and exercising more. The surge in Afghanistan will mean intense pressure on troops, even as American forces draw down in Iraq. That's the warning from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, speaking to soldiers in Kentucky and North Carolina today. From member station WPLN in Nashville, Daniel Potter has details.
Speaking to soldiers at Fort Campbell, an Army post on the Tennessee-Kentucky border, Admiral Mike Mullen addressed the demands of two ongoing wars. He noted rapid deployments have contributed to a spiking suicide rate, calling the problem vexing.
What is clear now, obviously, is the pressure, for me anyway, is the pressure of these wars and these deployments have ratcheted up this suicide rate to a level that we absolutely must figure out how to start making it go down.
Earlier this fall, Fort Campbell posted the highest suicide rate of any Army installation. Mullen says in the next year, time at home will increase slightly, particularly for the Army. But he says soldiers won't stay home twice as long as they're deployed until at least 2011. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Potter in Nashville.
A gigantic Pacific storm is blowing across the west and is expected to cause weather problems all the way in the east by midweek. The storm brought strong winds, heavy rain and snow to Nevada, northern Arizona and parts of Colorado today. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.